Blackstone Audio presents Lord of the Privateers by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Steve West. Prologue. Aberdeen, August 9, 1824. Royd Frobisher stood behind the desk in his office, overlooking Aberdeen Harbour, and reread the summons he'd just received. Was it his imagination, or was Wolverstone anxious? Royd had received many such summonses over the years Wolverstone had served as England's spymaster. The wording of today's missive revealed an underlying uneasiness on the part of the normally imperturbable ex-spymaster. Either uneasiness or impatience, and the latter was not one of Wolverstone's failings. Although a decade Wolverstone's junior, Royd and the man previously known as Dalziel had understood each other from their first meeting, much as kindred spirits. After Dalziel retired and succeeded to the title of the Duke of Wolverstone, he and Royd had remained in touch. Royd suspected he was one of Wolverstone's principal contacts in keeping abreast of those intrigues most people in the realm knew nothing about. Royd studied the brief line suggesting that he sail his ship, the Corsair, currently bobbing on the waters beyond his window, to Southampton, to be provisioned and to hold ready to depart once news arrived from Freetown. The implication was obvious. Wolverstone expected the news from Freetown, when it arrived courtesy of Royd's youngest brother Caleb, to be such as to require an urgent response. Namely, for Royd to depart for West Africa as soon as possible.